Can anybody out there hear me? Hear me?
On this team, we fight that itch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that itch.
Coming in at 320 kilobytes per second, it's time for Matty C's Sports for you and me.
What the fuck is up? They ain't touching me for nothing. Gang shit is not my business. I ain't not the one to fuck with.
All right, everybody, Matty C Sports for you and me. I got a special guest. This guy right here was at Mohegan Sun at CES Winter Brawl, and he had the punch heard around the arena that night on January 21st. We got Mitch Louise Charles. How are you doing this morning, my friend?
We're doing great. Thank you for having me on your platform.
Absolutely. What a fight you had the other night. Seems like yesterday, but what a fight you had, man. It started slow, and then the wave kind of turned with Castro coming in and trying to get in, and then all of a sudden you go right hook right to the. I was like, God damn! Like I was on the right. Well, where you were standing talking with me that night. Yeah. I was right about there, and I was like, what has just happened? And he was Castro was a highly sought after. Everybody thought, oh, he's going to win, but you said, nope, no, thank you. You're not just going to go in there and just not that right hook, man. Jesus.
Yeah.
So, how'd you feel when you fought CES that night?
It was a great night. I was feeling really great the whole day. I had some great rest. I had eaten good food. I was chilling the whole day. But the whole training camp, and I had like, to be honest, I had like four weeks and a half. Like I was noticed. Like I was training like 4 weeks before, and I wasn't training at all before. So I kind of like, it was short, but I made sure like it was really intense, like a intense 4 week. And I trained with like all the guys out there in Somerville Boxing Club, like Rashidi Ellis, Mike Fontenez, and all the other soldiers from the gym. They helped me, they pushed me every day. The coach, Alex Rivera, even his son helped me too. Andrew Rivera. So it was like a whole team effort, family effort, you know.
And I saw one of your corners there too. Was Mike Capiello one of the corners in that?
Yes. He was he was the one who helped me that night because my trainer couldn't make it because he already had like a fight schedule with one of my teammates in another show in Boston, in Dorchester. So, so he had somebody help me over there, and it was all right because you know, the work was already done in training camp. Like we was like super ready. Like I had a good feeling about the knockout beforehand.
And my God, man, that like just the execution you had, and to see it live is way different from a TV perspective. You could hear that punch hurt, and I'm sure you had the fist that made it feel like it hurt. Like, how did it feel?
To be honest, it was like me and Alex, like we've been drilling my right hand to be more, I would say, less cranky and more like fluid, because I used to like try to like look for to land it like really, really heavy. But he like helped me like trying to like let it loose and like let it flow a little bit more. And he was like was like, you already got the power. Like, you don't need to force it. Like, guys gonna go down. Just need to let it flow. And we was drilling that. And that was really like it was. Like, I didn't even force it. Like, to be honest, I just let it fly. And I seen him go down. And
I was like, I saw him go down too.
Yeah. I was like, all right. Then I looked at him. I thought he was going to wake up, like stand up from that. But like after like when someone go down after like the count like goes to like 3 to 3, 4, you pretty much know if the guy's going to get up or not. So I like 3, 4, I kind of knew. That's when I started running, even before like the ref really like threw his hands in the air and stopped it.
Well, I have to say, and I was impressed on how the execution worked, and it sounded to me like you just told me like your plan was well executed and a lot of determination in a 4 week period.
Yeah.
Which is a lot. 4 weeks is a lot. Some
yeah.
guys train months to be ready, and you put on the burner, and then I'm sure you were gassed after that fight. You must have been tired after that whole grueling month, and then fighting.
Not, yeah, but yeah, the training camp. Yeah, not the fight, but the training camp. Yeah, yeah, I was running like sometime twice a day, going to the gym every day. You know what I mean? Going to the fitness gym as well. Once every night, like it was a grueling training camp, you know. But that's how I like to be. That's how I like to be ready. I feel like whenever I'm ready, I don't feel like ain't nobody that can really beat me, really.
And now you improved to 7-3-2, pretty very good record. And have you been invited back to CES, or you are you? I know you said you were looking after opponents, and you're already in line. Was there any that in particular, like, you were really interested in?
No, the only thing I'm interested in is like going to get like a world championship belt. That was my only dream since I was young. That's the only thing I'm looking. Anybody that's gonna get in the way, they're gonna get it too. You know, so that's how it is. But
so,
as far as like going back to CES, they said they'd like me to fight again. But right now I'm with Boston Boxing Promotion, so they will have to deal with them to get something happen.
Excellent, man. Excellent. And so how long has it been with you in boxing? Like how long have you been fighting for?
Well, I've been fighting my whole life. Pretty much, I don't even remember when I was in like doing martial arts or boxing. I started doing like martial arts when I was like 3, 4, because my dad used to be like he was like a MMA fighter, and he did like pretty much every martial art like in the world, pretty much. And he was heavy into that, and he had his own gym, so I always wanted to like do what he did, and everything followed from there.
So is boxing pretty much your love right now? Like that you eat, sleep,
yeah,
bleed for this sport?
Yes. It didn't take too long for me to only focus on boxing. Like pretty much, I was doing martial arts until up to like 9 years old, 8, 9. Then when I saw Floyd Mayweather fighting Arturo Gatti, then I was like, damn. I was like. That's how I want to fight like that, you know? And that's when I only focused with boxing.
Well, that's the thing too, is like, you know, I've had a love for boxing, but a lot more now that I'm educated on the sport more and love it more. Like, you know, everybody can say the Tyson days, but that was my time of when I was watching, like
mm-hmm.
around his
mm-hmm.
comeback era.
Mm-hmm.
And, you
okay.
know, then there came the Castillos, then there came the
mm-hmm.
Antonio Margaritas. And like
mm-hmm.
some of these people, the outside boxing world know, everybody knows Mike Tyson, but does
yeah.
anybody remember Arturo Gatti, Mickey Ward, or
yeah.
Luis Castillo?
Uh-huh. That's the era like that my dad was following. So me pretty much being around him all the time, you know, so that I grew up like kind of. That's the first guys that I kind of knew, about boxing, you know. So like the Shane Mosleys too, like all them
Yeah.
guys, you know.
And
Like
Diego
Brandon
Corrales, like,
Torres, like he
yeah.
was a killer too, you know.
Yeah, and that's the greatest thing is boxing, like, you know, everybody says the UFC has changed. No, people need to understand that boxing has been around since forever, and it's one of the most exciting sports to watch.
It's not gonna go away. It can sometime, yeah, it's gonna slow down. I don't know nothing that never slows down at some point, but it's always gonna stay around and always gonna go bigger at some point because it's like it's too legendary of a sport, you know what I mean? Some sports are just never gonna go away, you know. But MMA, I appreciate MMA for what it is too, you know what I mean? Because I kind of grew up like around that too, you know, my dad doing that professionally, and me following the jujitsu classes, the wrestling classes, and everything. Like I knew that before, really focused on boxing, you know. So I appreciate that well too, you know. To me, it's like two different sports, really.
Yeah, and that I agree with you because like now my main focus on my show is boxing and MMA, and I'm fortunate to go to both. You know, CES, they've welcomed me, and another fight, UFC organ I mean MMA organization welcomes me. So, and all the fighters have nothing but respect. I've never had a mean interview or negative interview. So like, you guys are human beings, and it's not like you just put gloves on and then that's what you do.
No.
You bleed sweat.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys cut weight, man. That shit's crazy.
Yeah, that shit was the last. Usually it's pretty easy for me, but the last one, because I had like only 4 weeks and I was pretty high up there, you know what I mean? So I had to like it was pretty hard this one. Like, you know, I went to the weigh-in. Like that's why people don't know. Like I went through a lot like this training camp, physically, mentally. Like I was drained like to the point I couldn't sweat no more, like really, not at all. Like I was running the morning of the weigh-in, I was still running, but I was so weak that I wasn't really running. I was kind of like, you know, like just like sliding my feet, kind of. That's the only
Bobbing
thing
and
I could
weaving
do.
while running.
Yeah, doing all that, you know. So yeah, I went through a lot, but I was still confident. You know what I mean? I was just like in a mood of like, just put me in the ring. Like when I'll be fully rehydrated, it's gonna be a fun night, you know.
How many fights do you like? What is your goal for this year? How many fights are you looking to get out besides the one you just had?
Yeah, so I would say like total, I would like to have four or five fights. Four
Oh
or
man.
five fights. Yeah, I would be looking to get back like in April. I would say March, April, either mid March or like beginning of April. That would be perfect for me.
Excellent, man. Excellent. So my final question to you, man, is, you know, besides the title and from then on and so forth, is there any other goals outside of boxing that you want to accomplish?
Yeah, I have a lot of them. I would like to invest my money in like stock market. I like that feel. I like that feel pretty much a little bit. Also, I would like to work with like kids that needs a chance, because that's the type of environment that I'm coming from, you know. I don't have like the glitter amateur boxing pedigree. And it's not because I wasn't as talented as them. I probably was even more, but it's like circumstances of life, you know, like put you on the path that it's yours and you have to follow it, you know. So I would like to be able to be in a position where I could like facilitate like the road to like successful kids like that. Because sometimes it's like there's a bunch of diamonds in the rough. Like I feel like I am, you know.
That's excellent, man. And I truly respect that, giving them back to the kids and stuff. And I truly respect that.
No,
So
thank you, thank
I'm
you.
happy to hear from that from you. And I'm
Thank
sure you want to at least enjoy a beer or something on the beach in Haiti, man.
you. I'm not really a beer guy, but yeah, I can do like a little something that's stronger. You know what I mean? But I'm not really a beer guy, but can't wait to go over there too, and you know what I mean, try to help too. But that's another situation that's complicated in itself too,
Yes.
you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I appreciate you being on the show, Mitch, and
Thank you for having me, man.
I can't wait to see everything with your career. Where can everybody follow you, man?
Yeah, everybody can follow me on Instagram at like Mitch Louis Charles all together, no space, no none, just Mitch Louis Charles, and Louis like Louis Vuitton, Charles. Everybody knows how it's written. So yeah, pretty much. And so maybe the name I would like to fight that's in Massachusetts. I got some names. Maybe one. I want to fight Frank the Tank. You know, they say he's like
Ooh.
an undefeated guy. Solid guy, but I know what I can do. Let him
Are
know that
you
like I'm
sure
looking
anybody
for him.
else?
I'm looking for him.
You sure anybody else?
Well, I got a couple of other guys, but they was offered to me and they didn't take the fight. So there's a lot of guys that don't take the fights against me, so
Got you, man. Frank the Tank from my hometown.
Let him know I'm looking for him.
Don't know him personally, but I'm sure you can send the message, man. But again, Mitch, thank you for coming on the show. Everybody, Mitch Luis, he is the man. Mitch Luis Charles, please follow him. This guy's career is going to blast off, even though it already has. Blasted a right hand into Mr. Castro's face. So he's not done. His journey's still continuing.
Yeah, that's the slogan. You know what I mean?
Mr. Charles, thank you so much.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, everybody. Matty C Sports.
Thanks for watching Matty C's Sports for You and Me. Make sure to follow Matty C on MattCameron23 on Twitter, MattyC23 on Instagram, and subscribe to Matty C's Sports for You and Me on YouTube.
What the fuck is up? They ain't touching me for nothing. Gang shit is not my business. I ain't not the one to fuck with. I bring the flow, with lyrical stamina, rapping a million miles. One point I'm an animal, then I'm a cannibal, taking my pick and I pounce. Bold and serious, cold amphibious track murderer. A cup I need by no one, so I got my back vertebra. The heat is up, extinguisher. I got the track burning up. Don't think to touch, 6 feet's enough to get the match to combust. Diamond, strike it, ignite on any gift, the surface solid. Callous, symbols that come from.